A week and 3 days ahead of the Brexit deadline, a lot is still up in the air, including the future status of hundreds of thousands of Brits who live in other EU countries. For the past 2 years or so, producer Leo Hornack has been following one British woman, his friend, in that situation, and she's come up with her own solution to the problem, a new nationality.
Hello, how's things?
Good.
Ana Silveira has family roots in Portugal. But right now, her grasp of the language is still at an early stage.
What is I am Portuguese?
Let me just get up on Google Translate.
We've known each other since we were kids growing up in London. She's now a composer and singer-songwriter who lives part of the year in Denmark with her Danish partner. This is from when we Skyped 2 years ago, a few months after the Brexit vote.
All right, I've just got something to play to you.
Yeah.
Voz Português.
Do you get that?
One more time.
Voz e Português.
Okay, so you're going to do this interview Stephen Hawking style using Google Translate to speak your thoughts.
Why the hell not?
When the Brexit vote happened, there were probably more than a million people like Anna. British, but living in other European Union countries. A big part of the EU dream is that you're totally free to do that. Make a life anywhere in Europe without visas or work permits or green cards. The final outcome of Brexit is still unclear, but it's likely that British citizens like Anna will lose some of those rights.
I mean, I was absolutely gutted when Brexit happened. Like, I was suddenly going to be stranded on this island. I mean, no one really knows what's going to happen, I guess. That's the scary thing about it. So I want to have European citizenship, and I figured that being Portuguese is my best chance of getting to stay in Europe.
Anna's never lived in Portugal, and she's got no plans to do so in the future. But her application is sincere, and it might work. What the Portuguese government wants is not proof that Anna sees Portugal as home, but that 500 years ago, her Jewish ancestors did.
So in the 1500s, the Inquisition began, and it was, you know, the Catholic Crusades, basically. One of the things the Portuguese monarchy did was strip all the wealth from the Jews and then also try and make them into conversos, which is like to renounce Judaism.
Decades of forced conversions, deportations and pogroms followed in both Spain and Portugal. In the Lisbon Massacre of 1506, thousands of Jews and conversos were murdered in the streets. And Anna's surname, Silveira, is one of the Jewish family names listed in government records of the time.
And then, of course, my family had to flee Portugal. And they managed to get on a boat and sail over to what was then a sort of series of dukedoms, which is now Italy. And that was actually a very good place to land.
From Italy, the Silveiras sailed to the Middle East, to Syria, and eventually, 4 centuries later, to England. And now, Portugal and Spain are trying to make reparations. If you can prove that your ancestors were thrown out of Spain or Portugal for being Jewish, that you are part of what's called the Sephardic Jewish community, you're now welcome back to either country, 500 years late.
Yeah, I think it's amazing that, you know, I'm running back to Portugal and when they had to run away. You think that's just such a curious thing.
Of course, for Anna, this is all on a deadline. My conversation with Anna took place 2 years ago, with 2 years still to go before Brexit is put into practice. And the process of claiming Portuguese citizenship, it can take a long time. Essentially, it's now a race between losing her Europeanness and gaining her Portuguese passport. On the subject of ancestors crossing the sea, a while later, Anna sends me this.
So this is an old Sephardi song called La Serena. And it's a really strange song which has lyrics about the ocean turning to milk and sailing in boats of cinnamon. So it's in Ladino, which is just very close to Spanish, but with some extra words from Hebrew.
Si la mar era de leche y un mar era un pescador pescaría las mis dolores con palabricas de amor pescaría las mis
5 months later, July 2017.
Okay, I'm getting out the documents that I had to gather to submit to the Jewish community of Porto.
She's passing through London.
In order to get my document that states that I am, as far as they can tell, a Jew that's descended from the Portuguese Jews who had to leave in the Inquisition.
And you've got this big folder of papers, mm-hmm. photographs, yeah. old sort of yellowed folded documents.
Yeah.
Not all the family moved to England in the 20th century. Some went to Italy instead.
Fairly distant relatives, but they're on this family tree. So it was Bahia Silveira and her daughter Violeta and Lelio Silveira.
There's a black and white photo of them in front of us. A good-looking, elegantly dressed family on a day out at the beach in the 30s. Dad poses by a deck chair. The kids have just come in from a swim. You can see the hair still wet on their heads.
They look so, you know, like normal family, loving, happy. Could be, you know, family today, except for some of the clothes. They probably stayed in Italy and felt, why should we move? It's fine. We've lived here all our lives. And the next thing they knew, they were on a train to Auschwitz. And that's also just how extraordinary, you know, those everyday pictures. And they didn't know what was coming. That is really just strange, the accident of birth. And, you know, of course, it makes you think of today's situation that, you know, there's so many people who are displaced and refugees now just because of where they were born. So, I guess it seems to be this long history of people moving from country to country and claiming new nationalities. It is really curious.
In the last couple of days, there's been news from Portugal, an email.
Essentially what it's saying is, this certificate proves that we find Ana Juliet Silveira to be descended from the Sephardic Portuguese community.
So this is huge, really, because this mm-hmm. means that in the eyes of the Portuguese Jewish community, you're one of them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank Cheers. You.
But 6 months go by, 8, then a year, then 18 months, all with no passport from the Portuguese government. When I contact the synagogue authorities in Porto, they explain they're getting a massive number of applications from people all over the world desperate for EU citizenship, and especially from British people like Anna.
Hello.
Hello, Leo.
And how's it going?
It's going all right.
I recently caught up with Anna on the line from Copenhagen. Since we last spoke, Denmark's made plans to let British people stay on under temporary measures, but it's not clear for how long. And in Britain, the political crisis over Brexit is deepening. All of that makes a passport from Portugal all the more important.
I wrote last week and just said, any updates? They just wrote me quite a long email saying that they're awaiting like a final decision about whether I'll be granted the passport.
When I started this story, I thought it would end with Anna proudly showing me that passport or emailing me her Portuguese nationality papers. That hasn't happened. Instead, like so much to do with Brexit, she's still stuck waiting for other governments to make a decision on her behalf.
Yeah, it's not clear. I don't really know in a practical way, like, what can I do? I guess I still think it's sad. I think it's really sad, but I've slightly lost the hope of it changing or being reversed.
She's still waiting to find where she can call home, in English or Ladino.
I'm just playing this on the kalimba. It's not a traditional Ladino instrument, but okay.
For the world, I'm Leo Hornack, London.
Caminante por la plaza encontré una mujer. Sus caballos rubios, su gracia era de ver. Sus caballos rubios, su gracia era de ver.
Singer Ana Silveira, still British and still waiting for her Portuguese passport.